Section B. Chapter 5. Interstate driving. Interstate highway driving is different. Traffic on interstates usually moves more safely and efficiently because access is controlled. There are no stop signs, no railroad crossings, and no traffic lights. Interstates usually have few steep hills or sharp curves to limit the view of the road ahead. Limited access or controlled access means that drivers enter or leave the roadway only at entrances and exits, called interchanges, without ever crossing the path of other traffic. Interstates and divided highways have largely removed the chance of head-on collisions. Interstate driving requires good skills and habits so you can safely get where you are going. Safe use of the interstates demands a complete awareness of a higher speed type of driving and constant alertness by the driver. Before driving on the interstate, plan the trip in advance so that you know your entrance, direction, and exit. Make sure that your vehicle is in good condition. Check the gas gauge before getting on the interstate. In rural areas, it may be many miles between exits, and you could run out of gas before getting to another gas station. If you cannot or do not wish to drive at or above the minimum speed limit, do not use the interstate. Entering the interstate. In most driving situations, you slow down or stop before you enter a busy road, but when entering an interstate, you do the opposite. You must use the merging or acceleration lane to speed up and merge with fast-moving traffic already on the interstate. Good judgment and good timing are necessary to merge smoothly with fast-moving traffic. Upon entering the interstate on ramp, stay to the right and increase your speed in the acceleration lane, entrance ramp. Use the ramp to reach interstate speed so you can merge smoothly into the travel lane when the way is clear. Be sure to give the proper left turn signal to indicate your need to enter the traffic lane. Drivers already on the interstate should, for their own safety, make allowance for vehicles attempting to enter. It is your responsibility to yield the right of way to other cars on the interstate. Unnecessary stopping on interstate on ramps causes many rear-end collisions and also obstructs the even flow of traffic. Do not drive to the end of the ramp and stop, or you will not have enough room to get up to the speed of the interstate traffic. Drivers behind you will not expect you to stop. If they are watching the traffic on the main road for space to merge, you could easily be hit from the rear. If you have to wait for space to enter an interstate, slow down on the ramp so that you will still have some room to speed up before you have to merge. Heavy traffic conditions sometimes create a slowdown at an entrance ramp. Unless it is absolutely unavoidable, it is best to keep your vehicle moving at least at a slow pace. Do you know what the difference in the two signs above is? Both appear to be telling you that traffic is coming into the main road from the right. However, there is an important difference. The lane added sign means that there is a new right lane added to the interstate roadway for the incoming traffic. The on-ramp becomes a new lane and the entering traffic does not need to merge immediately. Traffic on the interstate should avoid making lane changes to the right at this location because the entering traffic will not be expecting vehicles to move into their travel path. The regular merge sign means that the traffic coming from the right is going to need to merge into the existing right-hand traffic lane. Drivers on the interstate should be aware and cautious of this incoming traffic. Driving on the interstate. Interstates usually have several lanes of traffic traveling in the same direction. On these roads, leave the extreme left lane for faster traffic. If you drive at an even speed, you will have less need to change lanes. Remember, lane hopping anytime is dangerous, annoys other drivers, increases the risk of a collision, often contributes to road rage, and very seldom saves the driver any significant amount of travel time. Keep your vehicle in the middle of your traffic lane. You may change lanes when necessary, but do not weave in and out of traffic. Do not travel alongside other vehicles at the same speed or you risk being in the other driver's blind spots. Change speed and/or lanes to avoid these situations. Avoid cars moving in packs and keep a safe space cushion around your vehicle for emergency maneuvers. If you are going to exit the interstate, move to the right lane as early as possible to avoid hasty lane changes, which could result in a dangerous situation or traffic crash. Stay at least 2 seconds behind vehicles in front of you, and increase this space to a minimum of 4 seconds in bad weather, night driving, and on higher speed rural sections of the interstate. Scan the roadway ahead and try to watch 15 to 20 seconds in front of your vehicle for cars braking, entering or exiting. There are times, especially in major cities, when interstates get jammed by heavy traffic or tie-ups, caused by collisions during rush hour traffic. Be alert for any hint that traffic on the interstate ahead is not moving at a normal pace. For example, when you see cars' brake lights ahead, prepare to slow down. You may have to slam on your brakes to avoid a rear-end crash with the vehicle ahead. If you spot a tie-up causing you to slow down or stop, lightly tap your brake pedal several times to alert drivers behind you. Traffic flow and speed control on the interstate. Speeds traveled on rural interstates are higher than on other roads. There are fewer stop-and-go situations. Try to keep pace with traffic on the road, but don't be lured into exceeding the posted speed to stay with the flow of traffic. Do maintain a constant speed and keep a safe pace with other traffic. Do not speed up and slow down unnecessarily. Drive between the minimum, 45 meters, p.h., and the maximum, 55-70 meters, p.h., speed limits. Driving too slowly is against the law because it is dangerous. A slowpoke on an interstate can be just as reckless as a speeder. Remember, if you drive at a speed below the flow of traffic, you must use the right lane. If the minimum speed is too high for your comfort, you should not use the interstate. If you are traveling in the left lane and someone comes up behind you at a faster speed, move one lane to your right. Do not tie up traffic in the left lane. Courteous and safe driving practices require that drivers in any lane, except the right lane used for slower traffic, should be prepared to move to another lane to allow faster traffic to pass. By the same token, these practices teach that drivers in the right lane should adjust speed to allow others to enter the interstate safely. Be alert to merging traffic signs. When it is safe to do so, either slow down or move to another lane to allow space for on-ramp traffic to merge safely. Remember, trucks and buses entering the interstate may need extra time to adjust to traffic patterns. Be cooperative and give them extra time and space to adjust to the traffic flow. High occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes. High occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes are specially marked far inside traffic lanes designated for vehicles with two or more occupants. HOV lanes are designed to encourage ride-sharing and to reduce the number of vehicles on the interstate during rush hour, while at the same time moving more people through congested areas. During high inbound traffic hours, 7-9 a.m., and high outbound traffic, 4-6 p.m., the HOV lane is reserved for the exclusive use of vehicles with two or more persons. A baby in a car seat qualifies just like any other passenger. Buses with two or more occupants. Motorcycles occupied by one person. Emergency vehicles. Low emission and energy efficient vehicles with the necessary decal or sticker. During these hours of operation, the HOV lane may not be used by persons driving alone. Persons driving alone passing vehicles in adjacent lanes. To enter the HOV lane, carefully merge onto the highway as you normally would and safely merge to the far inside lane. If you plan to exit the highway before the HOV lane ends, you must carefully merge over to the exit lane. HOV lane serves as a general purpose lane on weekends and during non-peak traffic times on weekdays. Drivers found in violation of the HOV lane are subject to a $50 fine and court costs. Leaving, exiting the interstate. Interchanges may be different, and it is important to watch for advanced directional signs. Choose the right exit, and be sure you are in the proper lane well before you exit off the interstate. The heavier the traffic, the earlier you should move into the proper lane. Exit signs are usually placed at least 1 mile ahead of the exit turn off. To leave the interstate, signal your intention to change lanes, and move to the lane nearest the exit, off-ramp. Maintain speed until you enter the deceleration lane, which is usually outlined by a series of yellow reflectors. Reduce your speed to the exit ramp posted speed. Speed should be reduced further on the exit ramp. Your vehicle should be slowed to the posted limit for the roadway you will be entering. The paved shoulder of the interstate should not be used for vehicular travel except for deceleration when marked for this purpose or for an emergency. It is illegal to park a motor vehicle, whether attended or unattended, upon the paved or unpaved portions of any entrance or exit ramp of any highway unless the vehicle is disabled. It is also illegal to back up or make a U-turn on interstate highways. If you miss your exit, you must proceed to the next exit. It is illegal to cross the median on the interstate. Interchanges. It is very important to know how to maneuver on the different types of interchanges. Two common types of interchanges are the diamond and the cloverleaf, which are diagrammed and explained in greater detail in the following paragraphs. There are various other types of interchanges and methods of maneuvering. When approaching any type of interchange, follow the signs telling you how to make the turn you want to make. Diamond Interchange. Traffic using the interstate may gain access to the intersecting roadway by taking the signed exit ramp, proceeding to the cross roadway and obeying the traffic sign or signal at the intersection. Turns may then be made to the right or left as at any ordinary intersection. With a diamond interchange, you will always approach the exit ramp before passing over or under the intersecting roadway. Traffic using the cross roadway may enter the interstate by making either a left or right turn onto the appropriate entrance ramp. The right turn entrance ramp will always be encountered before crossing over or under the interstate. The left turn entrance ramp will always be encountered after crossing over or under the interstate. Never make a right turn onto a ramp after crossing the interstate lanes. Never make a left turn onto a ramp before crossing the interstate lanes. Cloverleaf Interchange. At a cloverleaf interchange, all turns are right turns. To turn right, take the right turn before you get to the overpass. To turn left, take the right turn just after the overpass. The road will carry you around to join the crossroad, and you will be going in the same direction as if you had turned left at an ordinary intersection. The advantage of such an interchange is that you do not have to cross the path of traffic to make a turn. Weaving Interchange. One of the most hazardous lane management situations occurs when interstate traffic is both exiting and entering at the same lane. This weaving of vehicles trying to get on or off the highway at the same time requires the complete attention of all drivers and quick reactions for a safe maneuver. A weaving interchange takes maximum cooperation and sensible, courteous action on the part of every driver in order to work. Signs and lane markings do their part. Safe drivers have to do the rest. You should follow the routine procedures for entering the interstate as those used at normal on ramps. However, you must be aware that vehicles already on the interstate may be moving right to enter the exit ramp. This will require both you and the other driver to yield and share the interchange in an equal give and take manner. If drivers are not paying attention to the directional signs and lane design, the movement of exiting traffic can create the potential for a serious accident. Use extreme caution when using these types of interchanges. Special Interstate Driving Instructions. 1. On the interstate, you may not drive over or across any dividing section or separation. Only emergency vehicles and highway maintenance crews may cross an interstate median. Make a left turn or a U-turn except through an opening provided and marked for such turns. Change lanes without signaling. Drive in the blind spot of other drivers. Traveling in a position where the driver ahead of you cannot see your vehicle can be dangerous. Either stay behind or go around. Do not follow to the side. Drive onto the interstate except through an opening provided for such entrance. Park or stop on the interstate except at areas especially provided. Parking on the shoulder of the interstate is prohibited except in cases of emergency. You also cannot park any motor vehicle on the paved and unpaved portions of the entrance and exit ramps, unless the vehicle is disabled. Back up if you miss an exit. You must go to the next exit. 2. Always remember these tips for safe interstate driving. Drive in a dependable and predictable manner. Be a safe and courteous driver. Always signal your intentions well in advance. Keep your attention constantly on your driving. Make frequent traffic checks by looking in your rear view and side view mirrors often. Keep a safe following distance between your car and the vehicle you are following. Check instruments often for speed and fuel supply. Keep pace with traffic, but don't speed illegally just because other drivers are speeding. Stay in the right lane if traveling slower than the other traffic. Be alert to merging traffic signs and vehicles entering the interstate. When safe to do so, move to another lane to allow on-ramp traffic to enter the interstate. 3. Special situations to be aware of include: be prepared for the unexpected. When driving on an interstate highway, look out for pedestrians who may have had a vehicle breakdown, or animals that may be on the roadway. It is not impossible for vehicles to be traveling in the wrong direction on an interstate. Lane wandering. Weaving and wandering are dangerous. Keep to the right unless overtaking or passing. Watch mirrors and signal before changing lanes. Don't cut back until it is safe. Stay aware of surrounding traffic conditions. Maintain safe distance. Following too closely is the cause of many multiple car collisions. Higher interstate speeds increase danger and require greater distances between cars. Night driving. Darkness increases driving dangers. On the basis of mileage driven, night driving is far more dangerous than day driving. Fatigue and sharply reduced vision are primarily responsible for this greater danger. Also, drinking drivers are more likely to be on the road at night. Fight interstate hypnosis. Continuous interstate driving can become monotonous. A condition of drowsiness or unawareness can be brought about by reduced activity and steady sounds of wind, engine, and tire hum. This is known as interstate hypnosis. All drivers should be aware of its danger and of the methods for fighting it. Use the following tips to help you recognize and avoid this condition. Keep shifting your eyes. When driving, look well ahead, but avoid staring. Get into the habit of shifting your eyes left and right and checking your rear view mirror. If you sit and stare straight ahead, you can almost put yourself to sleep. Quit driving when you are drowsy. Drowsiness is the first step in falling asleep. Keep your car's interior as cool as possible. Stop and refresh yourself at regular intervals. Take a break and get out of the car at least every 2 hours, or every 100 miles or so. Even if you are feeling well, you should stop, get out of your car and walk around, allowing your muscles to relax. It is safest for you and others if you do not drive more than 8 hours per day. Dynamic message signs. Dynamic message signs are along Tennessee interstates in urban areas to provide traffic information to motorists. These signs are part of the Tennessee Department of Transportation's SmartWay Intelligent Transportation System. The signs provide real-time information to motorists of traffic incidents, weather-related road conditions or road construction ahead, so drivers can consider alternate routes. The dynamic message signs not only improve driver safety and traffic flow but can also be used for advance notification of roadwork requiring lane closures, advance notification of special events that will adversely affect travel either because of added traffic generated or the requirement to close streets or highways, and messages associated with missing child amber alerts or other public safety issues. These signs are normally blank when not in use. Dealing with traffic congestion. Chronic traffic congestion is often the Tennessee commuter's biggest headache. Small changes in driving habits could provide fast relief. Several driving behaviors that sometimes lead to accidents also contribute to traffic congestion include: rubbernecking is perhaps the most frustrating of behaviors. Slowing down to look at crashes or virtually anything else out of the ordinary is one of the worst congestion offenders. Tailgating. Following too closely is common on Tennessee interstates. This accounts for numerous crashes, which in turn clog major routes, often for hours. Unnecessary lane changes. Although it produces virtually no improvement in arrival or travel times, many motorists insist on weaving in and out of interstate lanes, which at best, slows down all traffic and at worst, causes many crashes. Inattention. Drivers can be seen eating, grooming in the rearview mirror, talking on wireless phones, text messaging, using the personal digital assistant, and even reading newspapers as they drive to work. Drivers who do not watch the fuel gauge or maintain their vehicles properly can cause traffic congestion. These vehicles can simply run out of gas, malfunction, or stall on the interstate or other streets, causing bottlenecks and major slowdowns in traffic flow. If you avoid these bad behaviors and keep them from becoming part of your driving habits, you will help keep traffic congestion under control in Tennessee. Move over law. Tennessee law requires that motorists yield the lane closest to any emergency, maintenance, or recovery vehicle that is stopped on the shoulder of the roadway. This applies to interstates and any multi-lane highway, with four or more lanes, that has at least two lanes of traffic traveling in the same direction. When safety and traffic conditions allow, the motorist must yield the right-of-way by making a lane change into a lane that is NOT adjacent to the stationary emergency vehicle. This requirement to move over applies, regardless of whether the emergency vehicle is on the right or left-hand side of the road. If the emergency vehicle is stopped on the right shoulder, the motorist merges into the left lane of traffic, freeing the rightmost lane as a safety barrier. If the emergency vehicle is stopped on the left shoulder, the motorist merges into the right lane of traffic, freeing the leftmost lane as a safety barrier. Only when traffic conditions make it unsafe to make such lane change is the motorist allowed to respond to this situation by simply slowing down and remaining in the same lane. This law applies to all emergency vehicles, utility service vehicles, and maintenance vehicles when the vehicle is stationary and using its flashing lights. They include police or highway patrol vehicles, ambulance or firefighting vehicles, utility vehicles that provide your electric, phone, natural gas and water services, as well as solid waste sanitation vehicles, tow trucks or TDOT help vehicles. TDOT maintenance vehicles are private contractors involved in road construction or repair work. In addition to above-mentioned stationary emergency vehicles with lights flashing, this law now applies to all stationary motor vehicles, such as your car or truck, with their emergency flasher lights on. If you are traveling on a highway having at least four lanes with not less than two lanes proceeding in the same direction as the approaching vehicle and you approach a stationary motor vehicle that is located on the shoulder, emergency lane, or median, and the vehicle is giving a signal by use of flashing lights, you should proceed with due caution. You should yield the right of way by making a lane change into a lane not adjacent to that of the motor vehicle if possible, with due regard to safety and traffic conditions. If changing lanes would be impossible or unsafe, proceed with due caution, reduce the speed of the vehicle and maintain a safe speed for road conditions. Vehicle breakdowns, crashes and emergency stopping. If you have vehicle trouble, move to the right shoulder or emergency stopping area as soon as you can. Turn on your emergency flashers to warn other traffic. If you need help, raise your hood and tie a white cloth to the hood or radio antenna. If possible, it is better to stay in or near your vehicle on the side away from traffic. Walking along the interstate is dangerous. Keep children away from traffic. If you stay with your vehicle, a law enforcement officer will stop to help you when they drive by, if they are not on another call. If you are within one of the major metropolitan areas of Tennessee, Memphis, Nashville, Chattanooga, or Knoxville, you may also receive assistance from one of the Yellow Tennessee Department of Transportation Incident Response Units, Help Truck. Help operators have the authority to remove or cause to be removed any vehicle that is an obstruction or hazard to traffic. Help operators are trained to deal with incident scenes. You should follow their instructions just as you would those of other police or traffic control personnel. Move it for safety. If you are involved in a traffic crash on the interstate, Tennessee law allows you to move the vehicle to help prevent blocking the traffic flow. If the vehicle is still drivable and there are no serious personal injuries or deaths, you may pull the vehicle to the emergency lane and await the arrival of a trooper or police officer to the crash scene. Never attempt to move a seriously injured crash victim unless directed to do so by proper emergency personnel. Never disturb a crash scene in any manner when a fatality is involved. Under Tennessee law, you must not leave the scene of any type of crash, and while remaining at the scene, you should not unnecessarily obstruct traffic. THP a free cell phone call for help. In the event of a highway emergency, or if you need to report a driver who is violating the rules of the road, you may use your wireless phone at no charge to directly connect with the nearest Tennessee Highway Patrol Dispatch Center. Dial THP *847, and you will be connected to the nearest Tennessee Highway Patrol dispatcher for assistance. suggested safety and emergency equipment. The following items should be kept in your car in case of a flat tire, vehicle breakdown, or other roadside emergency. These items are important for all travel, but especially for interstate driving. Spare tire in excellent condition. Jack and tire iron. Tire pressure gauge. Can of sealant for small leaks in tire. Flashlight, portable radio, and spare batteries. Car owner's manual. Insurance information and car registration. Paper, pen, or pencil. 3 fuses or reflectors for nighttime emergencies. First aid kit. Fire extinguisher. Jumper cables. Spare bottle of windshield washer fluid. Empty gas can and an unopened can of motor oil. Toolbox with screwdrivers, wrenches, small hammer, scissors, duct tape, etc. Bottled water and some simple non-perishable snack foods. Water is important to carry during the summer. Emergency phone numbers of family, friends, and auto club or insurance agent. Cellular phone. During winter travel, carry a blanket, a small portable heater, window scraper for iced windows, and snow tires or tire chains.